All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea. You want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome back to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is episode 59. I have been away on vacation, and there's only one topic this week. Shut them down. That's right. You know I love the philosophy of Public Enemy, and that was one of their hits. Shut them down. And Republicans have shut it down. They have shut down the U.S. government. Now, here's the thing. They haven't really shut down the government because many essential services keep running. And I have an opinion on that. But let me start with this. I was just on a phenomenal cruise vacation with Dave Codd's Jazz Cruise. It was my mom's 80th birthday. She'd never been to Europe. We took her. It was beautiful. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I didn't pay attention to the news. I actually took a vacation from watching and listening to the news. But I came home, before I came home, they were once again threatening to shut it down. And I was laughing because I was like, well, they threaten to shut down the government every 3 months. This has been a Republican tactic since the day after Barack Obama got elected. So imagine my surprise when it actually happened. But what was interesting, I was in Greece and we were in Athens. This cab driver gave us a beautiful tour and we went to the parliament where they have the changing of the guard, which is a great ceremony. But I noticed a lot of cops in that area. And when I say a lot of cops, I mean a lot of cops, like every block, every corner. We were like, what's with all the police around here? And he said, well, because the Greek government has done so bad, and we all know about the Greek economic collapse, et cetera, et cetera. He said, at 6 p.m., they closed the neighborhood around the parliament and the palace where the government live, where all the government people live, because they're afraid of the people. They're afraid the people are good. Like literally, they just shut down the whole neighborhood. No one's allowed to walk the streets. All the politicians stay home because they are so hated by their people. Well, guess what? They better hire a lot of cops in Washington, D.C., because that is where we're headed. So many people said, oh, America's headed to Greece under Barack Obama. Well, this might do it. Now, here's my thing with this government shutdown, all right? There's a saying in AA, half measures availed us nothing. That's right. I'm calling out the Republicans. I'm calling bullshit on this shutdown. You want to shut down the government? Man up and shut down the government. Shut down everything, all right? First of all, no politician gets paid. Congressman, senator, president, none of them. No money, no benefits to any of them. That stops. Stop paying the military. That's right. Show you got some balls. You want to shut down the government? You want to make America not work? Say, I'm going to stop paying the soldiers today. stop air traffic control. No more flying, or if you fly, you're on your own. Or maybe the airlines start paying the air traffic controllers, which they'd love because then there'd be an air traffic controller fee on your airline ticket. And if it costs them $20 per passenger, you better believe they'll charge you $40 per passenger. I want everything shut down. None of this is bullshit, all right? We're going to keep us. No services are essential. You shut down everything. Border Patrol, shut down. Customs, shut down. That's right. Anybody want to come in the United States? Now's the time, because there's no government, no law enforcement, no alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, which they hate anyway. Listen, Republicans, you all got your guns. What do you need law enforcement for? What do you need Border Patrol for? Get out there, martial law, start shooting each other. That's what you want to do anyway. Stand your ground. Man the hell up. And I wanted to say man the F up, but the kiddies listen to the podcast. Listen, everything, shut down. Stop it. You know why? Because this is crap. This is BS, okay? Look at some of the things that this doesn't apply to, okay? For one, congressional offices. Congressional offices, I have a list here of government services that start and stop, etc. Congressional offices, this is how it works. Individual congressional offices, each member of Congress determines which of his or her staff remains on the job during a shutdown. The law governing shutdowns allows for workers who support a constitutionally mandated function, such as legislating, to work after funding has lapsed. No! No, shut it down. You, Congress, you want to pay your staff? You pay them out of your own pocket. That's right. And I'm talking about do away with everything. Travel perks, Air Force One, grounded. Air Force Two, grounded. Marine One, grounded. And all the private flying that you politicians do, get your Tea Party people to pay for it. The government is shut down, all right? Shut down everything. Now, here's another interesting one that stays open because, you know, they hate the entitlements, right? They hate the fact that somebody gets food stamps or you know, I don't know, some poor sick person gets health care. But you know who keeps getting their money? The farmers. Yeah, because the Farm Credit Administration, and this again, I'm reading from this list, the FCA, Farm Credit Association, operates as a non-appropriated agency with a permanent, ready available revolving fund. As such, FCA is not reliant on the passage of annual appropriation legislation for its operating expenses or ongoing operations. So you see, the huge farm subsidies that is one of those corporate entitlements doesn't get touched. You know who else gets shut down? The taxes, the IRS. The IRS, they'll still collect taxes, but there's no IRS enforcement. That's interesting. I wonder who would like that. Oh, I don't know. The super rich, the corporations. Shut it all down. I want everything. I want every aspect of the federal government shut down. I want you to prove that you want to shut down the government. Be man enough to shut down every single aspect of government. All right? All the national parks closed, but not just closed. Do what you want. Go in there and start mining. Start blowing the tops off of mountains and killing any dumb protected animal that gets in your way. Come on. The government's shut down. No one's going to stop you. All right. Social Security stops. Stop paying the senior citizens. Have the balls to do that. You don't have the balls to do that. You know why? Because nobody votes like senior citizens. So if you're going to shut down the government, man up, shut down everything. And I love Boehner. Okay. The Republicans, and we all know this. All right. And is there blame on both sides? Yes, absolutely. And I'd put the blame scale about 80-20 Republican, okay? Ever since they've been wearing their funny hats with tea bags, they've been wanting to shut the government down. They've been threatening to shut down the United States government since 2010 when the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, first hit the table. We're going to shut it down. And you now, that yesterday, Boehner's, we don't want to shut down the government. You're making us do this. That is like Joe Pesci in Casino when he had the guy's head in a vise and he's tightening the vise on his head. Don't make me do this. You're making me squeeze your head in a vise. Why are you making me do this? They've been threatening to shut down the government for 4 years now, and now it happens. They're like, why'd you make us do that? Why? Just because after First of all, the Congress and the president pass the Health Care Act. Then the Supreme Court says, yes, the Health Care Act is legal. Then the people rubber stamp it by reelecting the president and giving the Democrats the majority in the Senate again. And now you're like, no, it's not going to happen. And now it finally comes and you're like, oh, well, it's your fault. You refused to negotiate. Listen, I say kudos to the Democrats for finally manning up and getting the balls to say we dare you to do it. We're not falling for this threat again. This is something they should have done a long time ago. They should have done it on the debt ceiling threat and on the fiscal cliff threat, et cetera, et cetera. But finally, the Democrats grow some balls. So good for them. The lack of negotiation on both sides is horrific. The idea that neither side wants to negotiate, but that's how our government operates right now. Okay? But both sides are wrong. How wrong? Well, let's look at the, first of all, sorry, and I'm sorry I'm ranting here, but I'm loving and hating this at the same time. Here's the thing, Republicans, you're scared. They're scared the Health Care Act's going to work. Why do I say that? Because if they were so sure that this Health Care Act, that this, quote, Obamacare was going to destroy the government, destroy the country, that kill the children, there's going to be earthquakes and the nine plagues, frogs falling from the sky and boils and sores. No one likes that plague. That when we get to boils and sores, ugh, you don't want to look at the people around you. But anyway, they're so sure. If they were so sure that this is going to destroy the United States government, you know what? They would have let it happen. Because if Obamacare had been that colossal a failure, if it had broken the government, blah, 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 then they know they would win re-election in the House and take over the Senate or whatever, and they would win in 2014, they'd win Congress, and in 2016, they'd win the presidency. They would love to see Obamacare fail. The reason they're doing this is because they're afraid it might work, because they're afraid that you, the average American, and when I say average American, let's say Americans with an income below $250,000, I'm putting it up high because in some cities, let me tell you something, you live in LA, you make $100,000, you're barely middle class. So I'm putting it up there. But anyway, they're afraid that you might like the fact that you have choices in health insurance. They're afraid that you might like the fact that your health insurer can no longer say, oh, you had a cold in 1968, you know, that's a pre-existing condition to your lung cancer. Sorry, we're not going to cover you. They're afraid that this system might work. That's why they're shutting down the government. That's why they're holding it hostage. That's why they hate it so much. If they were sure it wasn't going to work, they would allow it to happen, because that's how government is now. That's the level of low-life pettiness we have reached in our government, that they want, their only desire. Okay, let's not forget that McConnell said the only purpose of this Congress was to ensure the failure of Barack Obama. They wanted to make him a one-term president. They want to be sure that all of his policies fail. So let's not get it twisted and think this has anything to do with helping or taking care of any American, all right? This is because they cannot stand the idea of Barack Obama and his policies. And some of it's racism, and some of it's just petty, you know, Republican-Democrat thing. And there are a lot of them. I think there are some, not a lot, but there are some reasonable Republicans that are held hostage by the Tea Party. Okay. McCain said it, that this technique does not work, that this was a bad idea. And believe me, McCain should have retired 15 years ago. I respect the man. I met him once in Iraq. The man is old. He's very old. It shouldn't be there anymore. He's done his time. He's done his part, but he's right. And now it's Republican versus Republican, right? Remember, they're doing this because they're afraid in 2014, if they don't vote to defund Obamacare, the crazy Tea Party aspect of their party will run them out of office in primary. Okay, just so remember the reasoning behind this, and don't think it has anything to do with your health care or how much your health care is going to cost, or small businesses or anything. This is big business and big money. This is insurance companies. Cruz, the clown who did the 21-hour, you know, filibuster speech against Obamacare and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he's collecting health care from Goldman Sachs. Okay, so don't don't kid yourself, all right? This is a mess. This is a mess. This is a disgraceful time for America on the world stage. We look like idiots. We're shutting down our government because our government wants to help provide health care to its citizens, something that every other Western nation does, okay? And every other Western nation, a lot of them, they straight out, the government does run health care. This isn't the government running health care. It's the government saying that everyone has to buy health care and trying to pave the way for that to happen. Is Obamacare a good law, a perfect law? Are all the bugs worked out? No, not by a long shot, but something has to be done. And maybe the funniest part of this is as of midnight today, October 1st, the law went into effect. Healthcare.gov, the healthcare exchange, it's up and running, people. You can sign up for your Obamacare right now, okay? So that's what makes this whole thing a joke. Now, what makes it a sad joke is, once again, the people are the ones who lose. And what do the people think? Well, let's look at approval ratings, or should I say lack of approval ratings. Obama's down. Obama's as low as any time in his presidency. His approval rating, depending on which poll you look at, is somewhere between 39 and 52%. In some cases, 63 to 61%. Give him a thumbs down. That 61% is pretty high. But there's people who are really mad at Barack Obama who for various reasons. But Congress, how are they doing? Their approval rating, 13%. Yeah, an 87% disapproval rating for Congress. Do you know who that outpaces? It outpaces the president. Oh, no, not Barack Obama, not the president of the United States. Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, has a higher approval rating in the United States than the United States Congress. You know what we're in, people? We're in a race to the bottom. We're in a race to the bottom. And guess what? We all lose in that race. Shut it down, then shut it down. That's what I say. Shut it all down. Stop playing games. Stop. Listen, Nuclear Regulatory Commission is open. Huh? Shut it down. No, shut it down. No nuclear regulation. Stop it. All right. Everything should be shut down right now. Post office, shut it down. No mail for anybody. The Treasury, shut it down. That's right. All the Treasury departments, shut them down instantly. U.S. courts, they're staying open for 10 days. No, shut them down. Shut down the courts and open up the federal, well, don't open up the federal prisons, but take out all the guards, all the administration. Just let what happens happen. And let's see what happens to those white collar criminals when you let nobody there to protect them. Whew, that'd be fun to watch. Shut it down. If you're going to shut it down, shut it all down. Okay. Interesting. The USDA, they're mostly shut down. So forget about your food being inspected. Okay. Out of 1,363 people, 1,192, they're gone. So there won't be any food stamps, or we won't be inspecting food, or we won't be doing much of what they do anymore. Okay. I say shut it all down. Damn it. I want the entire U.S. government to shut down. I say, if you're going to shut down the government, have the balls to shut down the government. And finally, in the words of Herm Edwards, the football coach, put your name on it. That's right. Put your name on it. Stop. Don't Boehner. Don't be sitting up there. Oh, they made me do it. No, you shut down. Say, I shut down the U.S. government completely. I defunded every aspect of government, military, administration, regulation, maintenance, anything the government. Damn it. The crossing guard is fired. You know why? Because I shut down the U.S. government. If you're going to shut down the government, have the balls to shut down the government. This is ridiculous, people. Who's paying attention? I hope you are, really. God bless America. I do. I sincerely love this country, and that's why it upsets me. And I'm going to close with this final observation. You know, I got home late last night, and I went to Ralph's. I went to my grocery store because I buy groceries half a day at a time because I'm a bachelor who doesn't cook, blah, blah, blah. And there were two girls there, and they had their party dresses on. I'm guessing they're coming from the bar. And all I could think is, wouldn't it be that great to be that oblivious that the United States shut down and you don't care because you was at the club? God bless you, girls. And I'm going to tell you, my mother, who I get a lot of humor and wisdom from, she broke down government for me a long time ago. Don't matter who wins, I still got to go to work tomorrow. Man, I don't know where we're going from here, but if you're out there listening, I wish you luck. If you work for the government and you've been furloughed, I wish you luck. Go down, get a job working for your congressman, because he can keep paying everybody with government money, of course. I don't know where we're heading from here, but hell, I wish us luck.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.